Hey, Flippers and Bumpers, welcome to the Flips and Bumps podcast, a podcast about two guys trying to make some money, the flips that make them that money, and the bumps in the road they face along the way. You want to get a hold of us? You know how to do it. Flipsandbumpspodcast@gmail.com is the best way, but we're also on Instagram and Twitter at Flips and Bumps on both. So send those questions, comments, or complaints to one of those. But most importantly, just listen. Every single Monday, we release a new episode of this show at flipsandbumps.com or wherever you get your podcast from, including YouTube. My name's Pee-wee. I'm going to get to it. Sasha's not here today. I'm not going to talk about the notes and the scroats. Sasha's better at this than I am. I'm literally reading off paper. That's how unprepared. Well, it's prepared, but it's not very well done. Back on track. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, all that stuff. Like I said, normally there's two of us on this podcast. Normally we're known as the Thrift Seekers. Individually, I am the proprietor of PeeWeesEbayStore.com and the Video Game Whisperer. Sadly, whether you like it or not, I'm assuming it's the latter, you can call me the host of this podcast. I'm Pee-wee. Did I say that I'm Pee-wee? Did I say my name already? Tonight, I am not joined by my dear friend, Mr. VHS, Mr. Bowling Balls, Mr. T-Shirts and Clothing. Sasha could not be here tonight. Guys, it is Memorial Day weekend. It's also Saturday. Normally, we record on Sunday. We are very open with you guys as far as behind-the-scenes stuff and letting you guys know what's going on with this show. The original plan was for Sasha and I to, we both knew that I could not record tomorrow on Sunday. For tomorrow morning, I need to be up at 4:30 in the morning to catch a flight to, I need to be out of the house by 4:30 to catch a flight to New York. I've got a wrestling show tomorrow afternoon. I am tanned, toned. I'm packed. I'm ready to go. And then I come back early Monday morning. But that means that I could not be here Sunday evening when we normally record the podcast. Sasha and I knew this. We talked about it earlier this week. We planned for us to record today, Saturday, around 9 o'clock at night, or 9:15 at night. And that was the plan going up until this afternoon. This afternoon, I got a text from Sasha. He said, hey, I know it's a holiday weekend. We can either skip the episode or you can do it on your own. Normally, that is a layup for me, guys. Normally, I am abandoning this podcast faster than the Titanic. I am out of here and just saying, well, you guys, it's Memorial Day. It's a holiday. I am out of here. I didn't do that this week. I wanted to do the podcast. I wanted to do the podcast with Sasha, but because I had some cool stuff, I think cool stuff. Theoretically, it's cool stuff. We're going to see how smoothly it goes later. But because I had some stuff planned for this week specifically, and I don't like holding stuff back. I don't like, well, we can just do it next week or whatever, because who knows what's going to happen between now and then. Maybe I'll have even cooler stuff that I want to share, and then this just put on the back burner. I wanted to try this out, and I wanted to do the podcast today. So I enthusiastically told Sasha I would sit down and record the podcast on my own. So that said, here we are. It's just me. Just like Sasha and I always say when we do these solo podcasts, I don't know how long this episode's going to go. It's interesting because I'm recording it live. I have no idea when I'm going to end. But you guys watching this now, obviously, you're in a better position than I am in the future because you know exactly how long this podcast is. This podcast could be 15 minutes, could be 30 minutes, could be an hour and a half. I have no idea. I'm going to shoot for around 45 minutes, but I'm not sure. Let's get to my time, and then I'll tell you why I'm not sure that I'll be able to stretch it to 45 minutes, and then we'll go from there. So my time, this is a segment that Sasha and I started where we're both on the clock, right? So this is my time to be on the clock. And what that means is that I get to talk about whatever I feel like talking about that's going on in the flipping world in general, in my personal flipping world, stories, news, crazy sales, whatever. I do have a few things that I wanted to go over today. First is just, I think we talk about this every holiday. Memorial Day. I had time this week. Thursday, I had nothing to do almost all day. Friday is a different story. Friday, I was working to the bone for my other job. So I didn't get out Friday, but I don't think that mattered. Thursday, I went out in the morning and for a few hours, maybe not a few hours, but at least a couple hours, I drove around looking for garage sales and I found one. I went up, I asked my questions, I turned around, got back in my car, and went out looking again, and I could not find any more sales. Memorial Day weekend is tricky. It's a holiday. People are out of town. I realize that I'm telling you this, and this episode airs on Monday, on Memorial Day, and in order for any of this information to apply, you need to remember it for next year. But this is the only way I'm going to get this information out. There's no way I'm going to remember to talk about this the weekend before Memorial Day next year. So just put this in your memory and see if you can pull it out next year. But my theory on why this happens, it's a 3-day weekend. A lot of people are traveling, so they're not doing garage sales. Or they don't expect people to be home, so they don't think they're going to do a garage sale. Maybe they do it the weekend before or the weekend after. So Thursday sales are almost, you know, null and void. They just don't exist. Friday, I didn't go out, but I think Friday is very similar. Now, what I did see is that Saturday and Sunday sales, I went out today. Again, today's Saturday, and I was out, and I saw way more sales that started today. All the signs said Saturday and Sunday. And I think that's because a lot of people don't work Monday. So they feel like, well, I've got an extra day. Maybe I can squeeze in a garage sale. But instead of starting it Thursday, and doing it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, well, now they may just do it on the weekend. Maybe this is somebody who normally has a very busy schedule with work, and now they have Monday off because of the holiday, and maybe they're doing a garage sale on just Saturday and Sunday. So I actually found a handful of sales today that I'm going to talk about in a bit. Don't let me steer you down the wrong path. The amount of sales was even on Saturday and Sunday, were nowhere near what they were, you know, last week or the week before. We're definitely in the midst of garage sale season, but Memorial Day weekend is always like a bump in the road. I found a handful of sales. I did fine. Actually, I don't even know how I did. I'll say that. I spent just today, I spent $150. And I did okay. I think I at least got that back. I had to at least get that back. We're going to go over it live here in a little bit. If you want a little nugget to keep you tuned in, I bought a box of video games, essentially sight unseen, and I'll get into the story a little bit later during GST. But I bought a box of video games for $100, sight unseen, basically trying to buy it blind. And I still have not looked into that box. I have not dug through it. I don't know what games are in there. I wanted to save it for this podcast, and we're going to do it live. And at the same time, I'm going to give you guys values. I'm going to add up the values, and we're going to see if I made... It's a lot of games. I don't see how I could possibly not make money on this. But as far as how much money, I don't know. I don't know how many games are in there exactly. I don't know the value of any of these games. I don't know the titles of many of these games. So we're going to go through this together, and we're going to figure out exactly how I did. I'm excited about that. It's video games, right? That's my thing. I'm very excited. But the rest of my time, let's get to it. So first one, I don't have any emails. Sasha has access to all the emails. What I have access to is my texts. A couple days ago, I got a text from our dear friend, Goff. Goff is a friend of the show, but I also almost texted Goff today when I found out that Sasha was not going to be able to do the podcast. So, Goff, I'm not going to apologize. I definitely kind of wish you were here, but like I said, trying to get the technology set up that I've got planned for later going over this box of video game review, that took me 2.5 hours to set up. I would not have time to also talk with you, figure out what we're going to talk about, get your pictures loaded in, and get you set up technology-wise, ready to go here. So I'm not sad. I am sad you're not here. I don't regret not inviting you, because it would have been we wouldn't be recording until 3 hours from right now. But I did get a text from Goff earlier this week. Here's what he said. Out of nowhere, I get a text from Goff that says, I have an impatience problem at garage sales where even if I'm the only one there, I'm worried I'm still going to miss out. It's odd. It forces me to impulsively spend $30 on this Genesis stuff. Mortal Kombat is about $20 to $30, so that's good. However, I'm quickly grabbing this bin in pain, and while I did that, I failed to realize until much later that there's no cords for the Genesis. Okay, here is the picture of his stuff. Not a ton of stuff. It looks like a Genesis Model 1 with Mortal Kombat, Madden 96, another football game. It could just be the original John Madden, and then Sonic 2. So he's right. Did he say he paid $20 for this? $20 or $30? He paid $30 for this. Okay. And his concern is there are no cords. There are controllers, which are good. I think one is OEM. It's a 3-button. And the other one has a blue start button. I can't really tell if that's OEM or not. I don't think it is. Doesn't really matter. $30 for a video game system, a retro video game system, even untested, even without the cords, is still worth picking up. On top of that, you have Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat's just getting your money back. That's a... I don't know if it's... Let me see. Is it... let's see. Mortal...
Hi there. Do you love stories that start out ordinary, but with the turn of a universe become unforgettable, life-changing moments? So do I. I'm Ruru Sig, and I'm inviting you to the Story Chaser podcast. Join the adventure, and I promise that you will laugh, cry, and feel inspired when you listen to my narrative essays. Click the link in the notes and listen to the Story Chaser podcast, where great stories are told well.
Now we're going slow. Mortal Kombat, Genesis, and it's about $20-$25. So he got most of his money back there. Definitely got his money back with the system and the other games. Now that said, was this a good pickup? I would say it was, even for $30. His big concern was that he didn't have the cords. Don't let cords deter you, right? After you do this for a while, you're going to just gather up more and more cords, especially if you deal with DK Oldies. I've gained a lot of my cords because a lot of times DK Oldies will pay a given amount for the system, but then they'll pay an additional amount for the cords. And what I found is that they pay... When I'm sending stuff off, I only send stuff off when they're paying a decent amount, an amount that I'm happy with for the systems, but I've almost never sent them cords because the amount that they're paying for the cords just isn't worth it. It's a dollar or two for a power cord. So that reason, I hang on to the cords. I just send them the systems, and that leaves me with a ton of cords. When Goff sent me this question, hey, did I mess up? I paid $30 for this lot. I don't have cords. I sent him this picture back of my basement where I have two bookcases filled with priority mail boxes, like the cardboard boxes that I bought, built, and then I labeled the outside with marker, and then inside the boxes, I just filled them with cords. This is two bookcases full of cords. This is in my basement. You get this when you are buying, when you go to a garage sale and ask somebody for their video games, and they bring out a tub of things and has a bunch of cords, and maybe they don't have all the systems, but they have their leftover cords and whatever. I've got controllers here, and it's all organized by system, by AC cord versus AV cord, and controllers by system. It's a whole bunch of stuff. So don't let cords ever get into the way of you buying something or not. It literally means nothing, right? Because you should always have extra cords. In this case, Goff is going to get extra cords from me. We've got the Billy Joe Travis, I'm not going to say the whole thing because I don't know it, but the Invitational Memorial Golf Outing Trip that Sasha puts together every year. That's coming up in June. I'm just going to give him whatever cords he needs for this Genesis out of my inventory. But let's say he doesn't have the cords. That system alone, I meant to pull up a sold listing for this thing, which I don't have. But a Genesis Model 1 at least is going to be $40, even without the cords, especially with two controllers. It could definitely be closer to like 60, maybe 70. But if you put the system with the junk games, include Sonic 2 and the two football games with the two controllers, well, now you're at $80 easy. Plus the Mortal Kombat, which is, like we said, $20, $25. You're at almost $100 into your $30 investment. Do that all day. There's no question that Goff made the right choice in picking that up. So nice job. Good call on that, Goff. Good. I wanted more details on how he got this, too. I don't know if this was sitting out or if he asked questions. But either way, I'm just happy that he scored. So nice job there. Number two, I was at Goodwill this week. I was at Goodwill and I came across the, I always look in the plush bin. I rarely buy stuff out of the plush bin. I've had the occasional scores out of there. I've had, like Super Mario, Nintendo plushes that have done well for me out of there. I've had other, you know, Pokemon plushes, a lot of video game plushes do pretty well for me out of there. The So I always look. And then the bins are, the plush bin is right by the green bins. So it's always just convenient for me to look in there. During the week, whatever day it was, I looked in there and didn't see any video game stuff. But they had this. This is a new inbox. It's like, it's in that typical plush box, right? Picture when you're buying a plush new. It's not like a sealed box, but it's got like a card back on the back, and then it has like a little stand for him, the guy to stand in, and then maybe like little triangles to hold up the back. That's what this is. This is Dobby from Harry Potter. He's a talking electronic guy. Okay, this is interesting. It looks new. Let me take a look at this thing. So I look it up, and I see it's worth only like, there are sold listings from like $16 to $20. Not much. Either way, I flip it over, and I see this. Here's the sold listing. So this sold listing said the most recent one sold for $19.59 with free shipping. So not even worth me picking up. Now, but you see, I've attached the back of the box to this. Now, I don't want to say I have two problems with this, because I really don't. I have one big problem with this. Again, it's valued at about $20 free shipping. Goodwill has a sticker on it that says $19.99. That is, to me, that just tells me somebody in the back is either not doing their job, or their job was to just price it as eBay shows, which they did if they're not including shipping. That I don't care about the pricing. I brought this up to one of the girls that was working. I'd call her a friend, kind of. She's a person I've talked to before, so it wasn't like I was going up to her out of the blue. But I brought this up to her, and I've never critiqued like a Goodwill price or an activity that they do at the store to her. So I think when I brought this up to her, she was expecting me to say something, and I went the other direction. And basically what I did is I brought this up to her and said, hey, you have this Harry Potter Dobby figure that I'm kind of interested in. I really wasn't. I just wanted to get her thoughts on it, on this issue specifically. But to get my foot in the door, I told her I'm kind of interested in this. But you guys have it marked at $19.99. And then she started saying something, and then I cut her off, said, no, I don't care what you guys price. You could price this thing at $100. I don't care. That's not what I'm coming to. I'm sure all day, especially with the way Goodwill has been recently, all day this girl gets people coming up and complaining about prices. And I wanted to nip that in the bud. I didn't want to go down that road, because that's not what my problem was. My problem is they're pricing this thing, and I told this to her, they're pricing this thing based on condition, right? It's not just a plush. It's a plush that's brand new in the box. And because of that, they've priced it higher. In this case, in my opinion, they priced it too high. But if they want to sell it to people who are interested in buying it, because of the packaging, because of the way it's presented, because of the thing that it's attached to and quote-unquote sealed in. The cardboard, right? The cardboard has value here. If it didn't have the value, this thing goes for like $7. It has no value at all if it's outside. But look what you guys have done to this. If you're not watching YouTube, you have the sticker on the back, but on top of the sticker, they've also written in that red marker or red like colored pencil, a slash across the price tag, and on the bottom of it, they've written $19.99. And she goes, oh yeah, we do this because people, you know, take off the stickers of the higher price stuff and they you know, swap it for a cheaper one, which I understand. But my problem with this is, if you're going to price something based on the condition, based on it being sealed in a cardboard box, and you're giving value to the cardboard box, what happens when you put a sticker and write all over that cardboard box? Doesn't the value go down? And aren't you killing, in most cases, the value of that? She looked at me and like cocked her head to the side, was like, oh yeah, you're right. Now, I don't know what she's going to do with this information. She said she was going to pass it along, and I don't think I'm going to make any sort of change within Goodwill by doing this. It was just something that rubbed me the wrong way. The writing, the sticker, not so much. That you can get off most packaging most of the time pretty easily without it leaving any residue. But the writing is really what get me. And again, I get that. It marks where the sticker is. People would have to put the sticker right back on in the same place. And the writing exactly what the price of the item is on the thing. But if you're going to do that, then you can't price it at the price that you're charging the upcharge for. I don't know. If Sasha was here, I would ask him if I'm being too nitpicky or if I'm caring about stuff that I shouldn't care about because I really wasn't going to buy it anyways. I don't know. I'm just in my head, I'm like, well, going forward, if there is an item that I want to buy, I don't want, and the price is good, I don't want to have to worry about the price being written on there. I don't know. Give me your guys' thoughts on this. Is Goodwill, I don't want to say out of line by writing because that's just their policy, but does this deter you from picking up stuff? Can you get this red stuff off? How easily does it clean? I don't know. Give me your thoughts on that. All right, last one. This was a cool one. This was probably one is, I would say this is like my favorite find of the week. I'll say that. I didn't buy this. My question to you guys is, should I have bought this thing? I was at the thrift store that I volunteer at to test their video games. And after I go through and pick up any of the video game stuff and electronic stuff that they need me to get to bring home and test, I also walk through the store and check out what they have. As I'm walking through, I don't see much. I don't see much. I don't see much. And then I lay my eyes on this. And this is literally the coolest thing I think that they've ever gotten in the store. At least to me it is. They've got a original, like, brown and white with the backing on it, McDonald's high chair. And they had a $50 sticker on it. Now, this is the high chair that I remember having. I don't know if I ever sat in one of these, but I remember going to McDonald's as a kid and looking at the stack of high chairs, and this is what it would be. On the back of the high chair is the picture of Ronald Grimace and the Fry Guy inside the hot air balloon. This screams nostalgia to me. So much so, there are sold listings on eBay for the high chair itself. But there are sold listings just for the pad on the back that show the picture of Ronald Grimace the Fry Guy in the hot air balloon. Somebody has ripped that off and then sold just that. And I think that sold for about $50. And that makes sense to me because it's a lot easier and probably maybe a little more respectable to display that thing, the little piece, on a wall or framed or however you want to do it, in a man room or a man cave or whatever you're doing, versus putting a high chair in the corner. That said, I love this high chair. Now, they're asking $50 on this thing. And like I said, I did not pick it up. I don't know. I wasn't there today. I don't know if it's still there. That's interesting. Let me show you some sold listings. So sold listing with the same chair, the same back, but a different tray. So the tray that they have here has a printed graphic on it with Ronald Mayor McCheese and, oh boy, Ronald Mayor McCheese and something else. It has a printed picture versus the one that I saw. It's the same model, like the, what do they call it, the tray, but there's nothing printed on it. It's just blank. So that has to affect the value, but the one that has the printing on it sold for $300, I looked into it, plus another $107 shipping. Now, I don't know how you would ship this thing. I'm not good at shipping large items. Sasha's very good at that. This would be like a Facebook Marketplace kind of thing, but if I was going to sell it and not hold on to it, I don't even know if I could let go of this thing if I bought it. I don't know. If they lower the price on this thing, I may throw this thing in my garage. At $50, it's tough for me to pull the trigger. There are sold listings proving its value. There are McDonald's collectors out there. I will say, if you are out and about and you do come across, they have old school looking like McDonald's chairs. Like, McDonald's used to be so like kid friendly. All the inside used to be like very character oriented. This picture that I pulled up here is a chair that you would sit in, it would like spin, but the back of the chair is like the cheeseburgers with eyes all stacked on top of each other. The chair alone, this thing sold at bid for $1,360. There is a Grimace one, there is a Fry Guy one, there I think there's a Birdie one. There's all sorts of these chairs, and they all sell for over $1,000. If you see these chairs, not the high chairs, but these actual like sitting chairs that you could picture them spinning or whatever, those things are absolutely worth looking up. Not to say the high chair isn't. The high chair is just massive. These chairs are a lot smaller. There's no legs to them. It's only like the bottom part that you sit on and then the backrest. And the backrest is the part that is decorated like the character. It faces away from your back. So like the part touching your back is flat, and the other side of it has the character on it. These things are worth money. I just stumbled across these when I saw when I was looking up the high chair stuff. But I was shocked at the price of these chairs. I don't know, guys. Do I need to go back and pick up this high chair? I don't think my wife will be thrilled. I do have, you know, I have half my garage back now that the Macho Man monster truck hat is gone. I've got more than enough room, but do I want to take up some of that room with that high chair? Let me know your thoughts on this thing. I think it's cool. I literally think this is the coolest thing that they've ever got. All right. That's all I've got for my time. So let's get to some GST. Guys, we're doing great on time. I think we're going to make it to 45 minutes, no problem. Oh, GST. It is garage sale talk time. What that means is I get to talk about what I found this week while out at garage sales, thrift stores, big box stores, and any other sources. This is also an opportunity for you, the listeners, to learn about new categories of items to be on the lookout for. Not really this week. This is just going to be me talking about video games mainly. I guess I got some toys in there too, but it's the same thing you always get from me. It can also expand your knowledge of existing categories and products. Reading. That's the only way I could have gotten through this, guys. If I'm not reading to this, we don't have an episode this week. All right, let's get to it. I've got some fun stuff planned here. This should be interesting. Number one, I thought this was going to be the only stuff I talked about this week. I had a trade with Hatch Tar earlier this week, and I was only going to talk about this trade until today happened, when I had two decent video game pickups that I'm going to talk about in a second. The trade I'm going to go over real quick. Here is everything I got. I traded him. I gave him about $110 worth of modern toys. And by modern toys, I just mean stuff that I found at Target and Walmart and whatever, that were on his want list of stuff that he wanted. But he doesn't like spending money on it. He would rather I spend the money. And then instead of repaying me, he just pays me back and then some in older toys. Toys that he has in his collection but really has no attachment to and just wants to get rid of. So he's constantly sending me pictures, hey, interested in this, and then I will tell him yes or no. You know, put this in my pile, keep this aside for me, or, you know, just not interested. So again, I had to pay in cash about $110 essentially for all of this stuff, but I got my money's worth, absolutely, and then some. Here's the first set of things. I love bootleg figures. This is a Heroes of the World Fighter. This is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bootleg figure that has the card back. It has both of its weapons, and then the turtle doesn't look like a turtle. It looks like Michelangelo, but he's got a bandana all the way from like his nose all the way over the back of his head to the back of his head. These things really don't go for a lot. They go for about, in this condition, I could probably get $25 plus shipping on it. You can get them with the bubble still attached, and they'll go for like $30 plus shipping. That's not really going to make a difference here. Bootleg stuff, the back of this card back, normally they'll have like every figure that's in the line. They'll have like maybe accessories. They'll have a little like bio of the character. With the bootlegs, it's not. The actual card back here is the most interesting part, because they put so much effort into the front. I should have taken a picture of it, but I didn't. The back is just brown. It just looks like cardboard. It is cardboard. They didn't put any printing on the back. This was just like an old dollar store item. I want to say in like Germany or Portugal. I can't confirm that, but it's something like that. Still, I'm a big turtle fan, and I'm a big bootleg fan, so I like this. Half of this stuff I'm going to hang on to, half of this stuff I'm going to sell, and this guy is one of those things I'm not certain what I'm doing with yet. Next is something I'm definitely going to sell, because I don't really have any interest in it. It's cool, but it's the Christmas Vacation Chainsaw Clark NECA figure. I think this is NECA. Yeah, it is NECA. This thing's sealed in the package. It goes for about $40. And usually when Hatch is sending me pictures of stuff, I'll look everything up. And if it has value, I will absolutely, you know, say throw it in my pile. It'll help us, you know, even things out when we need to. That's what this is. It's, you know, $40. That's an easy, it's an easy list. It's easy pictures. And then it's an easy, like, description. It's easy. It's easy to price. It's a piece of cake. I love stuff like this. Even if I'm not interested in it, it's still going to be real easy to list. Here's some loose figures that are worth a decent amount. The first is this Ninja Turtle Sloth Monster. This is from one of the Ninja Turtle movies from like 2012, possibly 2002. Not really sure. But he usually goes, this is the only sold listing for a loose figure with like not in the packaging. Sold for $22, but with best offer. The figure usually goes for about $18 to $20, so that's probably about right. The two big figures are this Orko with his book and his wand from the Masters of the Universe Classics line. This was a line in the early 2000s that like redid the He-Man figures in like a very detailed and articulated way. It was a line that went like 12 years. It's a great, great line. And a lot of those figures can be worth some money, including this Orko who's complete. He goes for about $60 free shipping. And then I have the Duloc Scout from the Ewoks Star Wars line. He's just one of the rare green guys. I've picked these up before. He's worth about $70, even without his tail, as he stands there right there. He's a good figure. Any of the green, like, looking Ewok guys, if you're not watching the YouTube, check out. Definitely get on the YouTube, guys. If you're just listening to this, get on the YouTube, because I'm about to go over the video game haul, and that's going to be YouTube-centric. But even while you're there, you can see what I mean by this green Ewok guy. It's like a thinner, taller Ewok, but he definitely looks Ewok-ish. In the bottom left, I need to reach back out to Hatchtar. I know that these are worth money, but I could not figure out what they're called. It's a little Dracula and a little mummy. I'm just not certain what they're called. They're little figures, but anything Universal Monsters, anything monsters is usually worth some money. Some stuff that I just threw in was, because what happens is he has the stuff that I have pulled and told him I'm interested in, but then he also has stuff that he's just like, well, here's a bin of stuff. If you want some extra stuff, tell me what you want and we'll just go from there. So I was digging around, then I pulled out these extra figures. I don't even know what a lot of these go to. Half of these are like bootleg G.I. Joes. The upper left looks like a bootleg Power Ranger. I have to look these up. I don't have a value on these things. They just look like they are interesting. And based on the value that I'm already getting on literally the Orko and the Star Wars figure, that's already putting me at profit. Then you have the Clark figure. That's another $40. So these bootlegs that I'm talking about here, they're kind of just gravy, guys, I'm taking a shot on. So we'll see. I just didn't have time to. I was doing so much stuff with trying to get this video game stuff ready. I didn't have time to Google Lens any of these guys and figure out who they are. These are cool little like mini figures, but they're all like monsters, and they're all from different lines. One line is this blue guy in the second row. He's I was familiar with a line called Monster in My Pocket. This is like the sequel called Aliens in My Pocket. I didn't even know that was a thing. But that's the blue figure alone goes for like $12. Nothing amazing, but still something. The guy in the upper left is one of those things you put on your finger, and then he like waves his arms and his nose around. I think that's pretty cool. I like little monster figures, and they can be worth something, bootleg or not. There's like a little Madball guy in the middle. These will be fun to look up, and then they'll be fun to like figure out which ones I want to keep and which ones I don't want to keep. And then the last part of this was just the miniature G.I. Joe figures. This little Sergeant Slaughter goes for like $15, and then the other like little G.I. Joes, I think for the lot, I might be able to get $20 for them. This trade, I mean, I doubled my money. I at least doubled up on the 110, if not a little bit more. I didn't talk about the Ultimate Warrior shirt. It's not a very valuable shirt. I just thought it looked cool and had him throw it in. Did okay there. Then we get to the two video game hauls from today. The first one I can just show you a picture of. This was, before I do that, I'll get into a real brief story. I went to a garage sale on my way to dropping my son off, because again, my wife is out of town. I am going to New York tomorrow, so my mom has to watch our 8-year-old. So I dropped him off. On the way, we garage sailed, and I'm going to get into that pickup in a second. I literally wouldn't have the next pickup without my son. But this pickup was the way back, and probably still wouldn't have this pickup if it wasn't for him. On the way back, I stopped at a couple sales, and this was the only one I found stuff. I asked the lady my questions. I asked her about toys. No. I asked her about video games. She said, yeah, my son has some stuff. And this ended up being just her son going in and out of the house, pulling out more and more stuff. She was a very interesting lady to talk to while we were waiting on her son. She is a dumpster diver, and I thought it was cool that she was willing to talk to me about being a dumpster diver. We went into detail about it, and it was very, very enlightening, and I just thought it was cool that she was, like, proud of what she does. Meanwhile, her son is just continuing to bring more and more figures out. Video games. And here is everything I got. So there's a PS2 system, and then 6, 12, 13, 14, 14 games. I asked her how much she wanted for everything, and she told me, I offered $40. And she said, how about 50? I said, okay, great. There's nothing like real big in here. Like I said, the PS2 system goes for about 70, which is great. I've got the Dragon Quest, the PS2 games. I've got Dragon Quest 8, which is a $30 game. I've got Time Splitters 2, which is a $25 game. And the other PS2 and Xbox games are like $10, $15. There's like a $5 game in there. And then the DS games were where a lot of the money was, surprisingly. I didn't even look any of these up. I just was guessing. And while I did that, I ended up doing okay. We have the... Let's see. Oh, I also, the PS2 game that I have here is Need for Speed Underground 2 for $25. Yoshi's Touch and Go, I think it's what it's called, is worth $30 in the case, which I have. And he had another copy of it outside the case, so just a loose copy, and that goes for about $15 to $18. We have Viva Pinata. I just took a shot on. I've never seen this game before on DS. I know on Xbox it's not a very valuable game, but that doesn't necessarily mean it translates to the same value on the other systems, the DS here. And it didn't. On the DS, Viva Pinata is worth about $30. Fantastic. Spyro, I think this is the Legacy Collection, is worth about $22, $25. And then the big one was Sonic Chronicles Complete. Goes for about $45, $50. So huge, huge pickup. Not huge. Okay, big, decent pickup. A lot of like $20, $30, $40 games with the system. For $50, this was a no-brainer. Last pickup. Like I said, this is because of my son. And like I said, I haven't looked at this. So what happened was my son was interested in these Ninja Turtle plush dolls that were at Target. And they're not out at all Target, so we have to jump around from Target to Target to Target and try to look for them. And today, we had our plan was to wake up and drive to my mom's house to drop them off, but on the way, we were going to try to hit Targets. We went to one Target that was on our route. They didn't have anything, but he looked it up in the system and said, if you go to the town, or if you go to the Target three towns over, it looks like they might have some in their inventory. Well, okay, let's do that. So me and my son drove over there, way out of the way of getting to my mom's house, and he found all six of them. We literally spent $120 on Ninja Turtle Plus today. He was thrilled, right? He was running through the store when he spotted them from like 30 yards away, or the 30 yards away. He was sprinting when he saw them. It was great. As a dad, it was fantastic. But that put us way out of the way as far as getting to my mom's house, and that put us in the direction of garage sales that we wouldn't have normally come across. So just like last week when I got the, what did I get last week because of him? The carded Ninja Turtles, right? All those carded figures were only because he was in the car. And so because he was with me, I had a huge pickup. Again, it happens this week. Because he's with me and I go out of my way to get to this Target, now I have another huge pickup. So I go up to this garage sale, and he stays in the car, and I start talking to, it's an older couple with a younger couple, and I have to assume that the older couple is just the parents of one of the either guy or the girl. And I start talking to the guy. I asked him about action figures. He said he has a duffel bag at his mom's house full of action figures, and he thinks he wants to hang on to them and give them to a family member. I said, great, that's no problem. Do you have any video games? And then the two younger people, the guy and the girl, look at each other and they go, you mean like NES? I go, absolutely. I collect everything. NES, Super Nintendo, Sega, PlayStation, 64. I just give them my list. Yeah, we went through a box of NES stuff last night. We weren't sure if we were going to sell it, but I can grab it if you want to take a look. So he goes in the house. She goes in the house and she pulls it out. And it's just a box. I could tell it's a box with an NES sitting on top with a bunch of games inside. And here it is. So the box was a bigger box. And normally when somebody, I was telling somebody this, normally when somebody says, oh, I've got a fill in the blank system here, a Nintendo, a Sega, an Xbox, in the house, and it has a bunch of games. Well, by bunch of games, they probably mean like 3 to 6, right? That's usually what it ends up being. He said the same thing, so I don't have my hopes up. But then when they come out, they bring a box of the NES, and she goes, yeah, we looked through it last night. We didn't know if we wanted to sell it, but we counted up the games. There's like over 40 games in there. And I'm like, over 40 games? That's fantastic. So at that point, I realized this would be great for this podcast. I have this picture, right? It's the NES and a bunch of games face down. I swear to God, I did not alter any of these games. I did not flip anything. When we're talking about it, I'm actively not trying to look in the box because I know I want to be surprised and I want to be not even surprised. I just don't want, I want to be in the dark in terms of what is here. So I'm also trying to like cover it with my body because this box is so big and there's games like pouring out of it and there's other people at the sale. I don't want them to get interested in it and start asking questions. So I moved quickly. I asked them what they would like for it because they were on the fence with selling it. And they talked to each other and they decided they'd like $100. Now, $100 is a lot for games that you don't know what they are. But that said, she said there's literally 40 of them, 40 plus. And looking at the box, I have to believe her. I cannot confirm. There could be 20 games in here. I don't know. She's claiming that there's 40 games in here. At 40 games plus the system alone is going to be $50 minimum, right? From there, that leaves us with $50 that we're trying to just get our money back in 40 games. That's a piece of cake. Most games are worth, you know, $5, $10, whatever. That's 40 games times $10 all day. That's perfect. So I wanted to, I think we should stop beating around the bush. I think we should look at this setup. Look at this setup. Is this going to work? Yeah, there we go. Okay. So I have price charting up. I have my camera up, and then I have a second camera to show you guys what I have. So I've got the box down here by my feet, and we're going to go through this one by one and figure out exactly what is in here. I don't have much room, so I'm going to see if I can do this. I'm also going to try to calculate at the same time and see if we can't see what the value is of anything. We're going to keep the track of anything over $15. Let's do that just to make it simpler. I've got my price charting ready to go. And okay, so this game's right on top. I actually see what this one is. We've got WrestleMania for the NES. I believe this is going to be, yeah, there we go. WrestleMania on NES, and let's see if you guys can see or how clear this is. This is WrestleMania Challenge, right? I don't know what this is. It's WrestleMania Challenge versus WrestleMania. Is this thing gonna go slow? We might need to skip this. That's not the one. All right. WrestleMania. I don't want to take too much time typing these in, especially if this website's going slow. There it is. $5. That's nothing. Okay. The system is next. It's got cords plugged into it. Okay. So we've got the system. The system, like I said, I'm going to call this $50. Right? $50. Now, the fun thing, this usually happens only with disc games, like the PlayStation I did, the PS2 I got earlier. You always need to plug in your systems when you get home, because nobody does it at the yard sale. But when you get home, you plug it in and you press the eject button after it's powered on and you hope that something spits out from inside the system. That's what I call, at least, a bonus game. Now, you can do that with disc systems because the discs are always covered and they're inside the system, but you can't do that with Super Nintendo, you can't do that with 64, you can't do that with any, like, the handheld stuff because you can already see what the game is. I think the only system you can do that cartridge-wise that can have a bonus game is the NES. I have not opened this. It's normally one of three options. It's usually either Super Mario Bros. 3, Super Mario Bros. 1, or it's just completely empty, which is absolutely an option. So we're going to open this up and take a look and see what it is. What do you guys think? Bonus game or no bonus game? I'm going to peek. Ooh, it's gold. There's something in there and it's gold. That means it's probably Zelda or Zelda 2 Link to the Past. Maybe it is. Let's see. Oh, it's not. It's not. Let me move the system out of the way. It's a good one. We've got Micro Machines. And it goes this way. It's one of the third party games where the label's upside down. So Micro Machines, that is a good one. I want to say it's like $30. Let's see, just so you guys. I'm also putting NES at the end of it, just so you guys can see. Let's go Micro Machines $25. I think that was right. That might be the Aladdin version. I gotta take a look, but that might be. No, that's Cam America. So that's plus $25. We're already at $75, guys. All right, I'm reaching in the box. And we get... I'm not looking at these now. Castlevania 2. That, I want to say, is... That's a $15 game. Barely qualifies. We're at $90. Another game. Not looking. Mario Duck Hunt Track and Field. Mario Duck... Track. Let's see if that pops up. Man, why is this going so slow? $5 game, that's nothing. Can I try another tab? Let's try that. Got another one. This is Akari Warriors 2. There, now we're moving fast. Akari Warriors 2, $10. We're not even going to count that one. I'm going to run out of room here real quick. Another one. Tetris. Yeah, that's a DK Oldies special. I think that's $5. That is... it's $10, but not going to count it. Reaching. There's the gold one. There we go. That's Link to the Past. Or not Link to the Past, the Super Nintendo. That is The Adventures of Link. 23. That's up there. 113, guys. Grabbing another one. Man, we're going to be here. Top Gun. That's junk. I do always like to check either way because I will constantly not be up to date on values. Yeah, it's an $8 game. And next one. Turtles. Great game, but I don't think it's worth much. Teenage NES. You guys can actually see how I'm searching, though. I'm not. You don't need to put the whole name in. Just put the title, the word in the title that makes it unique, right? So that's a $10 game. We're not going to count that. Next we've got, I can't tell, Back to the Future. The first one. Back, Future, NES. And that's $11. We're going to try another one. I can't tell if I'm doing it forwards or back. Another Top Gun. Jeez. Great. We know that one's junk. Let's do another one. Come on. We need to add some money in here. Let's go this way. Oh, there's a good one. Okay, there's a good one. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. That's what I'm talking about. Get us over that. We're already at 113. We've already made our money back. Mike Tyson, NES. And that's going to be 38. All right. So we're at over 150 now. Here's another one. Mario 3. That's another DK Oldies special. It's probably about $15-$20. Mario 3, NES. $20. 19. All right, I'm reaching. It's going to be difficult to know when I'm at the bottom of this thing. Next game, Double Dribble, I think is junk. Double Dribble, $5, nothing. Our next is regular Castlevania. That, I think, is a good one. Maybe $20. 27, there we go. Almost at 200, guys. I've got a zapper. I'm not going to count. I don't count controllers. Same reason I don't count cords. Let's see. Everything is face down. This is fantastic. I did see another gold one, which is probably Zelda. This one, I looked at it. Gyromite. They colored on this. I hope a lot of them aren't colored like this. That would be... This is like paint pen. That would be a pain to get off. Gyromite. I will look later to see if that has the... There is, like, I'm not going to get into it now, but some of them have a special board inside that make them more valuable. This stack behind me on that chair is going to get very dangerous when it gets higher. I love this game. It's not worth anything, but it's Roger Rabbit. Didn't spell it right. And he has $10. Grab another one. Is this, I don't know if this is good footage or not. I'm hoping you guys are enjoying. Another Mario 3. I'll take that all day. What did we say that was? Mario 3 NES. 19. All right. We're over $200. We're at 216. Rad Racer. That one's junk. Back it up. There we go. Rad Racer. $6. Great. A lot of, you can see this, guys. When you get NES games, it's a lot of junk. Excitebike. Excitebike's fine. Maybe $15 on a good day. We're at $10. I know I'm not bringing up that full screen all the time, guys. Mario 2. That's another DK Oldies special. DK Oldies, for whatever reason, will give like $25 for Super Mario 2. Am I going to need more information? No, it's here. Yeah, 23. All right. Got. I don't want to look in the box, Mario 1, with that red stuff on it again. Don't like that. Super Mario NES. That is... It's this one, right? There's also... There's Super Mario Brothers, and then there's Super Mario... There's just Mario Brothers, no Super. And that one actually has value to it. That's like a $30 game last I checked. Gee, another back-to-back. What are the odds of that? Okay, we know that one's junk. Well, it's, I shouldn't say junk. It's 13. It's close to our threshold. This is smaller. This is an N64. Are there N64 games in here? It's not a great one. It's Pilot Wings. Pilot Wings 64. 18. I'll take it. We'll add it to the list. Okay. Over 250 now. Gotta reach deeper. Let's see. Bad Dudes. All this stuff's gonna start falling over. Bad Dudes. Cheap game. $6. Let's see. Trying to face it the right way. Not the same Top Gun. That's Second Mission. That's the sequel to Top Gun. I don't think it's worth anything. Top Gun, Second Mission, $5. Great. You can see a lot of the stuff is going to Disc Replay. Commando is also going to go to Disc Replay. Commando. Come on. Commando is NES $4. Great. I mean, I've already made $150 on this, right? So I'm not complaining. Here's that other yellow. Oh, man, it's got the red on it. All right. I'm not going to count the value for this because I don't know if I can get that paint off. Let's see. Zelda. What are we calling it? It's probably just this one. So it's $30, but it has the red. So I'll probably get 15 or 20 for it. Next one, Jaws. More red stuff. Why do they do that? I'll look it up, but I'm not happy about it. It's not an expensive game anyways. Is this a Sega game? Ooh, what is that? Quackshot? That's a good one. Okay, so Quackshot. Quackshot. I thought that was much better. All right, I'll take 17. We're adding it to our total, but I definitely thought that was more valuable. All right, next. Maybe we're running low here, guys. It's another third-party unlicensed game. It's Quattro Sports. It's it has a hole in the back. I don't know if you can see that. Put a switch on it. The history on four quarter. Am I spelling that right? No, not. Let's see. Is that right? No, it's two T's. Sorry, guys. Let's see. Sports, $6. Fantastic. Is that it? No, we're not. I don't even think we're close, guys. Next, we've got Platoon. Platoon is going to be six. Oh, dude, so many $6 games in here. Next, we have Pro Wrestling. I like this game. Pro Wrestling. Probably need more information. Oh, no, I don't. $7. Man. Hurts. Hey, there's that Mario game I was talking about. Okay, this is Mario. I'm just going to put Mario NES, and then I will show you guys the difference. So it's just called Mario Brothers. Right? Mario Brothers Arcade Classics. That one's $30. We're over $300 now. That's a good one. This is absolutely one to look out for. It's styled after the original like arcade game for Mario Brothers. I don't think she was lying when she said about the 40 games. This is the original Duck Hunt with our patented red arrow on it. Duck Hunt, I don't think is going to be worth much. Duck Hunt is $6. There was a coin in there. If I do want to go the route of lotting some of these up to get to like $20 to list, I can absolutely do that. Man, I think this is another good one. This is Ghouls and Ghosts. I think that's what it's called. I'll look at it in a second. This is Ghosts and Goblins. It's the other one, yeah. Ghosts, Goblins. This is $15 game with our red stuff on it. I'm not even going to count it. All right, let's see. Can I figure out? All right, there's still a handful in here. Here's a Mario Duck Hunt. This is just a combination cart. Mario Duck, NES. $7. Then we've got Fester's Quest. That's nothing, right? That's five. Dude, the amount of $5 games. Tons and tons of $5 games. Whoa! This is not a $5 game. This is... Where can I put this? Can I put it... Will you stand up without falling over? Guys, this is Squoon. Squoon is a big... I'm sure you haven't heard of Squoon. Stay. Squoon... I think it's a submarine game, but it is a semi-rare game, and I believe it's going to be worth like $80. I was wrong. Squoon is worth about $175. Wow. $175. I'm going to put $74. That brings us close to $500. Guys. Wow. Last week I got DuckTales 2. This week I get Squoon. I'm in shock. We had five. I swear to God, I didn't tamper with this. I didn't load this. This is not Squoon from my collection. We had so many $5 games. This is amazing. I'm in shock here. Wow. No red stuff either. That's okay. That's good, right? And it's in good shape. Label looks good. That's great. And obviously, I'm very happy about that. Let me see if I can find out how many games we have left. We have one. Oh, here's a stack. Oh my goodness. Okay, there's still a decent amount. Here's another one. Bayou Billy. Bayou. Where are we at? There we go. Bayou Billy. What do we got, Bayou Billy? $5. Nothing. That doesn't matter at this point. We got Squoon. There's controllers in here. Let's get all the controllers out of here. All right, we've got another Mario 2. That's great. I think we said that was that $23? Yeah, $23. We're over 500, 501. Almost dropped it. Kung Fu is nothing with the red special. Kung Fu is $8. And let me see, is that it? Where is that coin? All right, I'm looking in the box now. Here's the coin. There is one more game. Okay, I've looked at it. It's Hunt for Red October, which I don't think is worth much. And even if it is, it is... The label's kind of trash. I don't know if you can see that. I'll look it up, and then I'll look at this coin. Red Hunt. NES, $9. Okay. And then this coin is... It's big. Here, can I put it here? Does that work? It's not money. It is Enchanted Castle. It's a coin, like from the arcade. I'm gonna hang on to that. All right, works for me, guys. Where did Squoon go? Give me that Squoon back. What a pickup, guys. $100. This game almost doubles my money, which I had no idea. I'm telling you guys, I've been so out of the video game that I don't know as far as collecting goes. That I'm shocked. Yeah. Okay. I like I said, I don't know if that was good content or not, but I love the way it went. Obviously, we ended up not including any game that was worth under $15, which you guys saw was, I mean, at least half of them, if not way more. We ended up just over $500 on a $100 investment, and almost half of that is just from this game, Squoon, by itself. Very, very happy with the way that went. That's great. Okay, let's get back to it. All right, that's all I got for GST. Let's get into the flip or bump of the week. Each week, we go into detail about our favorite sale or mistake that resulted in us learning a little bit, and this week, I'm going to go with a flip. We talked about it a little bit. Those Ninja Turtle figures that I picked up last week. Those figures, they ranged in value anywhere from like the $35... Aprils to all the way up to like 120, 130, 100 and whatever for all the sealed figures. And then I had one open figure, was that Krang, but he had the special coin with him. That one, even though he was attached, like if this is the card back, he was attached to the card back on the top, but you could open him like a hinge. The bottom part was not attached. So I made sure when I listed that to include that in my listing. and took pictures of it like here and then opened. And then in the actual description, I wrote that out. And I didn't know what to list it at because there were no other, obviously that condition is pretty specific. There weren't any ones that were open, but still had all the carbon. The figure is essentially like brand new because it's never been touched, but the carding doesn't make it like mint because the carding's obviously ripped. So what do you value that at? On eBay, there's active and sold listings for loose complete figures, and there's listings for them sealed, but where do you land? I landed here at $129.99, and this thing sold within like the first 2 days. It wasn't immediate, but it was very fast. But I was concerned, right? The first picture makes it look like, well, it's just a sealed Krang. The real money thing here, you can't see it really on this picture, but it has that coin with it that we talked about last week. The coin release of this figure is really what makes it pretty valuable. And just the loose figure, finding it in mint condition with the coin and blah, 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 probably goes for about $100. So this has some packaging with it, some beat up packaging, but packaging adds some value, beat up or not. So when he purchased it, I messaged the guy immediately and said, hey, just want to make sure you're aware that the bottom of this packaging is open, right? And he immediately got back to me and said, yep, I saw it's open. I'm going to open this thing anyways, but I just wanted it because this way I know no one has touched it. So I said, great. I shipped it right off to him, and I immediately got, you can see it here, the positive feedback from this guy. This was a fantastic sale. We were immediately done with this one. Last segment of the show. Each week, Sasha and I pick up something from each other's stores and ask questions about it. We call this Well, Well, Well. Sasha's not here tonight, but I still have questions. I was looking at his store. Look at this, guys. What is he doing? A lot of 16 stand-up comedy writing books for $70 plus shipping, which I like a lot. Is he getting out of stand-up? Are we done? It's either he's done with stand-up or he knows everything about stand-up and needs no further knowledge. I wish he was on the podcast today. I would definitely ask him about that. Sasha, let me know. Shoot me a text. Let me know what you're doing. All right, guys. That's it for the show. If you want to go hold of us, you can email us at flipsandbumpspodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at flipsandbumps. Please, please, please make sure you're listening to this podcast every single Monday. We drop new episodes at flipsandbumps.com and wherever you get your podcast from, which includes YouTube. So subscribe and turn on those notifications. I'm going to say the whole word. Again, my name is Pee-wee. You can find my eBay store at Pee-wee's eBay store.com. I messed up the only plug that I have in the whole episode. Pee-wee's eBay store.com. Guys, have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you next week. Flip that turkey.